بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. هو الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر الخالق البارئ المصور الغفار القهار الوهاب الرزاق الفتاح العليم القابض الباسط الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الحليم العظيم الغفور الشكور العلي الكبير الحفيظ المقيت الحسيب الجليل الكريم الرقيب المجيب الواسع الحكيم الودود المجيد الباعث الشهيد الحق الوكيل القوي المتين الولي الحميد المحصي المبدئ المعيد المحيي المميت الحي القيوم الواجد الماجد الواحد الأحد الصمد القادر المقتدر المقدم المؤخر الأول الآخر الظاهر الباطن الوالي المتعالي البر التواب المنتقم العفو الرؤوف مالك الملك ذو الجلال والإكرام المقسط الجامع الغني المغني المانع الضار النافع النور الهادي البديع الباقي الوارث الرشيد الصبور الذي ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Today, inshallah, we discuss two from the beautiful names of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Al-Muqsitu and Al-Jami'u. Al-Muqsitu refers to Al-Adil, huwa alladhi yu'ti 'ibadahu al-qista, that being who is the most just. The justice is the quality of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala is most just in all of His actions. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will mete out justice even on the day of Qiyamah. To the extent that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that even the animal that had horns and had attacked the animal without horns, although these animals are not going to be living forever in akhirat, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will resurrect those two animals for retribution to be taken between the two animals and then give them death. So to that extent, justice will be meted out. In the system of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, there is total justice. مَا تَرَى فِي خَلْقِ الرَّحْمَانِ مِن تَفَاوُتْ, that we see no deficiency, no issues, no problems, no discrepancies in the creation of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The rising of the sun, the setting of the sun, and every of the commands of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the well-being, for the benefit of insan, for each one of us, is to perfection, to the minutest detail. It is worked out, it is calculated, and there's khair and there's goodness. So that is the justice of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, okay, my servant today, he didn't perform his salah, he didn't wake up for the fajr salah, so therefore I won't give him his rozi and his sustenance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us respite. That's the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the justice will be meted out. With regards to this, two ayat of the Qur'an Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله ولو على أنفسكم. That O believers, stand with justice. كونوا قوامين بالقسط شهداء لله, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bear testimony for the sake of Allah regarding the truth, even if it be against you, your family, or any of the relatives in your family. Speak the truth and always utter that which is the truth. And the second verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُونُوا قَوَّامِينَ لِلَّهِ شُهَدَاءَ بِالْقِسْطِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that number one is, even if it is the first ayat that we recited, even if it be detrimental or it's going to be negative, it's going to impact your family, speak the truth. And the second verse, وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَنُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا. And if even there is enmity between me, you and the counterparty, don't ever leave out justice. Always speak the truth. So whether it's your family and you're driven by love and mahabba, you speak the truth. And even if deep down you have hatred for a person, still speak the truth. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is listening, He is aware, and He will eventually mete out the justice. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, amazing hadith that appears in Imam Hakim rahimullah, has narrated the incident. That the system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so just, that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala metes out justice, both parties will be happy. On the day of Qiyamah, rather Anas radiallahu anhu says, Baina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam jalisun, idh ra'inahu dahik, hatta badat nawajizuhu. That we were sitting with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, suddenly Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiled, and it was a full smile, you could see his teeth shining. So Umar radiallahu anhu immediately asked, Ma adhakak ya Rasulallah? O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what makes you smile? What happened? What is it? Bi abi anta wa ummi. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Please tell me what happened. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Rajunani min ummati. Two people from my ummah, jathaya. They were sitting in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of them spoke to Allah. Two brothers are in front, two friends. One of them said, O Allah, خُذْ لِي مِن مَظْلِمَتِي. I want retribution and I want to take from this brother of mine because he oppressed me in the dunya. For whatever reason, he oppressed me in the world. I want retribution and I want justice to be meted out. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the person, the claimant, and he says, مَا تَصْنَعُ بِأَخِيكَ وَلَمْ يَبْقَ مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ شَيْءٍ. What you gonna do with your brother? Shame bichara, look at him. There's no even one good deed written in his books of deeds. Not even one or so. What you gonna do with him? So he says to Allah, فَلْيَحْمِلْ مِنْ أَوْزَارِ. If that's the case, he has to shoulder my sin. Whatever sin I got, I'm gonna give that to him. He must carry it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when this was being narrated, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَفَاضَتْ عَيْنَا رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started tearing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is crying. And he says, إِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ, O my ummah, إِنَّ هَذَا الْيَوْمُ عَظِيمٌ يَحْتَاجُ النَّاسِ أَيُحْمَلَ مِنْ أَوْزَارِهِمْ. O my ummah, the day of Qiyamah is a very severe, difficult day. It's a day when my ummah will require his burden to be lightened. He will want someone to assist, to help him, to take a little bit of the sins and guna away. He'll need some assistance. So Nabi Sam is crying. He says he's going to need assistance. And this is what this one brother is saying. He wants his other brother to take more of his guna. He's got no good deeds. He wants him to take more of his guna and his sins. Allah forgive us. That sometimes even we speak and we say that. On the day of Qiyamah, you see, I'll catch you. Here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is so worried, he's tearing, he's crying. What's going to happen to my ummati? I don't even want him to shoulder, forget about The next man's sin, his own sins I'm worried about. I'm so worried about his own. How is he going to be able to tolerate, to account, to carry his sins and to walk across the sirat? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addressed the person who's claiming, the claimant, and he says, Irfa' basarak. O my banda, pick up your gaze. Wanzur ila al-jinnan. Pick up your gaze and look at those palaces. So he'll pick up his gaze, he'll look at his palaces. He say, Ya Allah, subhanallah, what amazing palaces in Jannah. He say, Allah, that belongs to which Nabi? Allah says, no, no Nabi. Which Shaheed, which martyr? No martyr. So, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he'll ask Allah for who those palaces are. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لِمَنْ أَعْطَ الثَّمَنْ. The person who can pay the price, he'll get the palace. So he says, Umay Allah, وَمَنْ يَمْلِكُ ذَلِكُ. Who's gonna have such hasanat and good deeds? Who's gonna be able to pay for that palace? Golden bricks, silver, musk. Who's gonna be able to afford that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنْتَ تَمْلِكُ. Umay banda, you can afford it. You say, Oh my Allah, I'm asking for good deeds, you can't give me. I'm trying to lighten my burden. You see, I can afford it. Bimada, Oh my Allah, how? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, Oh my banda, that palace I can give you. The price is, bi'afwika an akhik, just forgive your brother. This brother of yours, forgive him, that palace is yours. You see, Allah qad afawtu anhu. I've forgiven him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the palace is yours, take it. Go and take it, that palace is yours. But, خُذْ بِيَدِ أَخِيكَ. I'm giving you the palace, but you hold your brother's hand. فَأَدْخِلْهُ فِي الْجَنَّةِ. Both of you will go into Jannah. Both of you will go into Jannah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us that such equality, that we don't want retribution from anyone. We want to forgive. Hadith we always hear in the bayans, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sitting, and a person came. Three times Nabi Sam says, Yatlu alaykum al-an rajulu min ahli al-jannah. Person from Jannah is coming. Sahaba looked. See, ordinary person. First, second, third time. Lengthy incident at the end of it. Someone went to stay by his house, but why do you earn this quality and this certificate of Jannah already? So this person, he says, I got no good deeds. There's nothing I can brag about or boast about. There's nothing I can shine for. So he says, no, there has to be something special in you. He says, see, I got nothing special. I know there's only one thing I make an effort on. It's just to clean my heart every night before I go to sleep. I don't want to take anyone to task. Ya Allah, if he has asked for forgiveness, he's forgiven. If he hasn't asked, also he's forgiven. Even if he didn't ask, Ya Allah, he's forgiven. Just that quality earned him that certificate. He's a living jannati in this dunya. Just that much. So that is al-qist. So then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, O my ummah, ittaqullah wa aslihu dhata bainikum. Please fear Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, unify. Please reconcile, hold hands. You are one ummah. Why are you dividing? Why are you causing problems? Why are you fighting? Aslihu dhata bainikum. Fa inna Allah yuslihu bain al-muslimin. If you reconcile between yourselves, Allah will facilitate and make it easy, inshallah, after that. Have that intention, Allah will make it happen. Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after he had conquered Khaybar, he had sent him to Khaybar. So, they were farmers. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the deal and the arrangement was, that half the crop of Khaybar is yours and half is ours. So the land was conquered, half is yours, half is ours. Obviously workmanship is from you, but the pay is half of the produce is for us. So Nabi Sam sent Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu anhu, go to the Jews of Khaybar, just estimate what would be the crops at the end of the season. So we don't want them to shortchange us at the time of payment. That's all. Just go and give them an estimate. And Sahaba radiallahu anhu may master. So he just came to Khaybar. Immediately the Jews were there. They came and they gave him a bribe and they say, Oh Abdullah, something for you, you know, something. Nowadays also people get stopped by the police, because Mawlana never give him any bribe. As soon as he stopped me, I took out some samosas, one cold drink, I put on 10 rand over there, and 100 rand. I never bribe him. He decided to tell me, okay, just be careful, huh? Drive slowly now. But I never bribe him. He never asked, and I never say I'm giving him a bribe. I just want to be good to him. I mean, he's doing a good job. So here he comes, and he's, Abdullah bin Rawaha comes immediately. They say, there's it, it's for you. It's a bribe. So he addresses the Jews. He says, لَقَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ مِنْ إِنْدِ أَحَبِّ الْخَلْقِ إِلَيَّ وَلَأَنْتُمْ أَبْغَضُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ أَعْدَادِكُمْ مِنَ الْقِرَدَدِ وَالْخَنَازِيرِ. Oh Jews, I have come from the most beloved of the creation to me. I've come from Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I've come from him. And you are the most hated and detested of people to me. Most hated. But he says, Wallahi, ma yahmiluni hubbi iyahu wa bughdi iyakum. It will not even be the deep love that I have for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Not even the extreme hatred I have and I bear for you that will deter me from justice in this situation. Come what may, I am never going to go against the command of Allah. I will strike justice today. It's going to be just. Allah grant us the tawfiq and the ability that in all of our dealings, one is the justice with the system of Allah. In the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to be true. We have to be upright. We have to be true in the system of Allah. My salah, in order. My zakah, to the T. Everything I'm working out and I'm paying it. Subhanallah. There are some people, alhamdulillah, that say, zakat, ya Allah, you're asking for only 2.5%. We'll round it off to 3%. Subhanallah, one person, few years ago, he took out his book and he says, Mufti Sahab, just a few questions regarding zakat. We gave him the answers to the questions. Then he says, this is the book. So he's got a column, he's got zakah, and he's got lillah. He says, Mawlana, I equal my zakat and my lillah. Anyone who comes, if I give him 5,000 rand zakat, I'll give him 5,000 and lillah also. If I give him 10,000 zakat, then there's 10,000 lillah also. Zakat is my duty, lillah is my love for him. So I equal the two. And my zakat, I have rounded it off. I have rounded off my zakat and I said 5% in case. I said 5%, oh my Allah. You gave me 100%, you're asking for 2.5. I'll round it off to 5. So he wants to do the extra and go the extra mile. And subhanallah, he's just growing in leaps and bounds. And alhamdulillah, Allah has really blessed him. So khair, whatever the case be, the lesson of here, al-muqsit, to be just with the deen of Allah. And then justice with people around us. Let us think to ourselves, how would we want it to be treated in that situation? That's how we should treat. How we want Allah to treat us, that's how we're going to treat people in this world. How is it possible that a person is a Muslim? He's a Muslim. He's the landlord. He's the lessor. The moment it's the end of lockdown, the person just starts trading for 3 weeks. He just started trading. And there he's issued a letter and he says, 1 month's clearance you got, by the end of next month, well, there's going to be a 10% increase in your rentals. Person is saying, I just came back now into business. We thought maybe there'll be some discount, some consideration already. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq, inshallah. So al-muqsit, on whether we like it or not, justice is going to be meted out. So let us deal between ourselves with justice, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the system of Allah will be with justice with us also, inshallah. We ask for the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One more incident, and then the next name is very short. There was a king who was moving around one day in his kingdom. And he saw that there was a very lovely, beautiful orchard. Person was growing pomegranate. So he comes to him and he says, he disguised himself, the king. So he asked the person, he says, can you please get me one glass of pomegranate juice? I'll pay the price. So he says, no problem. Called for his daughter. She got on pomegranate. She quickly squeezed it. It was a cup, brought it to the king, and he enjoyed it. So the king went back home. He really enjoyed that cup of pomegranate. But then he asked the owner of the orchard, he says, what do you give your master from this? He says, my master who gave me this orchard, I give him the zakat from this orchard. What is the zakat? Is what I'm paying my master. So he says, what is that amount? So he gave him the amount. So the king thought to himself, if he can give that amount to Allah for the poor, why can't I even ask for it? I'll levy a tax on him. See, that's the equal amount of tax you must give me. I want it in kind, not in cash. You must give me pomegranates. So that was his intention only, thought about it. The next day he came, he was to execute now. He was supposed to roll it out to say, this is what has to be done. So he came, saw the owner. He says, excuse me. So he says, yes. He says, one cup of pomegranate juice. He says, no problem. Call his daughter again, one cup of pomegranate juice. She came and she took longer. So the king, the person who was disguised, the king, he disguised himself. He asked the daughter, why you took so long today? She says, I don't know what happened. Yesterday, I know you came. It took one pomegranate and an entire cup of juice was made. Today, I squeezed five pomegranates with difficulty. I got this one cup. It seems like someone's got some bad intention regarding our land. Someone's got some bad intention, that's all. And this is the system of Allah. Sometimes we just have that bad niyat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will the barakah is just taken away. Just because of that incorrect intention, may Allah subhanahu. So that's the system of Allah. Let us always be with justice, inshallah. The next name, regarding the name of Al-Muqsid, ulama explain if there is a case, and we know we're right, inshallah, then 700 times in one sitting, Al-Muqsidu, Ya Muqsidu, Ya Muqsidu, then inshallah, definitely a person will win that case, inshallah, via the help of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next name is Al-Jami. Al-Jami means the assembler, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be gathering each one of us on the day of Qiyamah. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assemble us on the day of Qiyamah, and there's no doubt regards our assembling on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will assemble us. So we have to prepare for that day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to assemble us, is going to take us to account and ask us whatever we have done in our lives. لَا تَزُولُ قَدَمَ عَبْدٍ. Person won't even be able to take one step until he answers all the questions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding his life, regarding his wealth, regarding his youth, and regarding the different questions that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned in the ahadith with regards to al-jami. Al-jami, they say if a person loses anything, then recite ya jami'u several times, inshallah you'll find it. In one hadith it comes that if a person loses anything and he cannot find it, you misplaced it sometimes, didn't really lose it, you misplaced it. So then a person should read, very similar to this ayah, رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ جَامِعُ النَّاسِ. We will recite, يَا جَامِعَ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. يَا جَامِعَ النَّاسِ لِيَوْمِ لَا رَيْبَ فِي. اِجْمَعْ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ مَالِي إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. So there is a recording of the dua also. So we read this dua, inshallah, with yaqeen. We will find whatever we have lost. Some people have yaqeen in durood sharif. Some people say, إِذَا جَاءَ نَصْرُ اللَّهِ. When you misplace something, recite that excessively. You'll definitely find it with ease after that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the tawfiq and the ability to develop a love for Him and all His beautiful names and the sublime qualities of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. الله سبحانه وتعالى يكسب لي جوانا فاسوا آخر دعوانا سبحان الله بحمده سبحانه وتعالى